With the possible exception of Marco Polo, most people who used the Silk Road never actually traveled the whole distance. Different traders would carry goods along different legs of the journey. The route has seen a number of revivals over the centuries. China is investing in one now with a similar goal to the ancient one. Bridge east and west with trade and ideas.
The world's longest rail journey was completed this week. A Chinese cargo train finished its first trip from the town of Yiwu in China to Madrid. That means it passed through no fewer than 8 countries: China, Kazakhstan, Russia, Belarus, Poland, Germany, France, and Spain, according to Chinese state media. The journey was more than 8,000 miles each way, and each leg took roughly 3 weeks. To put that in perspective, the round-trip distance is equivalent to traveling between Los Angeles and New York approximately 6.5 times, or from LA to Sydney and back again. The direct link to the West has been called the 21st century Silk Road by Chinese officials. It isn't just this isolated route. Last year, Xi Jinping announced a $40 billion Silk Road fund to boost infrastructure that could link markets across Asia and beyond. It's officially the year of the sheep, or by some translations, the ram or the goat. But perhaps the silkworm would be more appropriate.